USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Pennsylvania judge has ruled that some mail-in ballots belonging to first-time voters in the state who hadn't confirmed their identity before November 9th will not be counted. Commonwealth Court President Judge Mary Hannah Leavitt ruled on Thursday that Pennsylvania Secretary of State Kathy Buchvar did not have the required authority when she issued a last-minute guideline. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska said President Trump has the right to go to court if he believes there's evidence of voter fraud. But on Thursday, she said it's important there be evidence to back up the allegations, and so far, she has not seen any. Murkowski also said it's not up to her or Congress to sort things out. It's up to the courts. The death toll rises in North Carolina from flooding caused by Ada. At least 7 deaths were blamed on the weather, including 3 people who were caught up in floodwaters at a campground. Ada is now out at sea off the coast of the Carolinas. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A manhunt is underway in Arkansas after a police officer from Delta Inn West Helena is shot and killed overnight. Latarius Howard was last seen driving a maroon SUV in East Arkansas. The Commerce Department said it will delay enforcement of its order that would have effectively made TikTok mobile app inoperable, citing an order from Federal District Court Judge Wendy Beadlestone on October 30th. Judge Beadlestone, appointed by Barack Obama in 2014, ruled that the Commerce Department's order presents a threat to the robust exchange of information materials. The Trump administration has been critical of TikTok, saying the Chinese-owned company shares Americans' information with the communist government. China on Friday congratulated Joe Biden, who is expected to be a lot softer on China than President Trump if the former VP becomes president. USA Radio News is not calling the presidential race until all legal challenges are resolved. Trump labeled the communist nation a security threat, and its unfair trade practices led to America imposing very high tariffs on imported Chinese goods. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Although we have seen a rise in COVID-19 infections in America, the mortality rate is still low due to better therapeutics and hospital workers getting better at helping the sick. USA Radio News Dan Araki has more on what's being done.
As new cases and hospitalizations from COVID-19 continue to rise in most states, there are fears that hospitals will become overwhelmed by the number of COVID patients. Dr. Deborah Birx says taking the necessary steps to help stop the spread would do a lot for frontline doctors and nurses. The coordinator of the White House Coronavirus Task Force told News Nation Now that slowing the spread of the virus would keep hospitals available for all patients.
I will tell you, the healthcare providers on the front lines, the doctors, the nurses, the respiratory therapists, they are working their hearts and souls to protect the people across America. And I guess what I'm asking every American to do is to put that same level of effort into those things that we know work now. We want those hospitals available not only for the individual with COVID, but for your child, if your child develops appendicitis, or for your father when he develops a heart attack.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Hospitalizations are on the rise, with roughly 62,000 hospital beds in America being used by COVID patients. President Trump on Thursday has barred Americans from investing in companies owned or controlled by the Chinese military. The Chinese government accused Washington of misusing national security as an excuse to hamper competition. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.